With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Former Missouri GOP Senator Jim Talent says it's unlikely another Iran-backed terrorist group might choose to attack Israel with a country on a war footing in its battle against Hamas.
I personally don't think we're going to see a major attack from Hezbollah. I think Iran knows what will happen if that were to occur, and I think Iran is going to play a longer game here.
Talent telling Salem Radio Network it's unlikely Iran would ever greenlit the Hamas attack had the Biden administration take a much firmer stance against the Islamic regime. Also, at srnnews.com, Palestinians in Gaza City have begun to stream south as the daily Israeli airstrikes begin to intensify.
A cockerel cries as Gaza continues to be shaken by constant booms that harrowed its residents through the night and now into the day. In southern Israel, on the border with Gaza, Israeli tanks punctuate the onslaught, firing artillery into the densely populated enclave. Many Gazans, with their belongings tied to the roofs of their cars, drove south away from Gaza City after the Israeli military dropped pamphlets urging them to leave. However, the UN warned a mass exodus from Gaza City would be calamitous. Many Gazans were unsure about leaving and feared they would be unable to return or would be gradually displaced to Egypt's Sinai Peninsula. I'm Karen Chamas.
Republicans choosing Jim Jordan as their new nominee for House Speaker, putting the gavel within reach of the Ohio lawmaker. Electing Jordan, a founding member of the Freedom Caucus, to the powerful position, second in line to the presidency, could come next week. This is SRN News. A new poll on climate and religion.
It comes from the Public Religion Research Institute, and it finds that 61% of the general public believe so-called climate change is happening. And it's our fault, human beings, that is. Amongst people of faith, 76% of Hispanic Catholics also believe this, as do 67% of Jews and 59% of Black Protestants. White evangelicals are at the other end of the spectrum. 19% say climate change is not happening, and only 31% say it's our fault. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism rearing its head in Armenia. Officials in the capital of Yerevan say vandals smeared paint on the city's only synagogue earlier this month. The Conference of European Rabbis believes a nationalist Armenian group is behind the attack. The group has been accusing Jews of having ties with a Muslim regime in Azerbaijan. This is SRN News. Some disturbing news on the international front.
Our information indicates that in recent weeks, North Korea has provided Russia with more than 1,000 containers of military equipment and munitions. Today, we are releasing imagery showing the movement of these containers from the DPRK into Russia by ship.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
We condemn the DPRK for providing Russia with this military equipment, which we use to attack Ukrainian cities, kill Ukrainian civilians, and further Russia's illegitimate war.
A ban on electronic skill games in Virginia has gone back into effect after the state Supreme Court vacated an injunction that let thousands of games remain in gas stations, bars, and convenience stores. The injunction was issued by a lower court in an ongoing lawsuit that argues the ban is a violation of free speech. More details at srnnews.com.